that LK mobile.
Hey, Shane.
Patrick. Haven't talked to you in a long while. How are you?
Good. I'm trying to relax a little bit today. PT was a little on the uncomfortable side yesterday.
Well, it's not supposed to be fun or easy if it's going to do any good.
After that, I just started some different exercises yesterday. And they've got some muscles inflamed that normally ain't that way.
So how much longer you're doing the PT?
I don't know. Go back to the doctor in a couple weeks, so I'll find out then.
They work you hard? And it gets back to better than normal, better than it was.
Better than it was. So I can't complain at all. Like I said, and the knee is not what hurting today. My calves are what's burning. It's a heel toe raise. You stand on the edge of a step and you up and down with just your ankles and your calves. And boy, does that burn today.
Yeah, that's good for you. That'll get you some nice shapely calves there, Patrick.
Never had that problem. I've always been pretty good size. But it's just, like I said, doing that, something different. So, other than that, how you been? I know I hadn't talked to you in at least a week.
And we came back to a lot going on, came back to reality. It rained most of the time we were down there. The last day, it was nice. So we ended up adding a day, actually. So technically the second to the last day was really nice. So we got two really good days, some good sun. I know it's not your favorite thing to do is sit on the beach, but we enjoyed it and had a lot of good food. And then Beth asked me, is your truck ready yet? And I said, oh my goodness, I can over at Wayne's. And he didn't call, so I called him on the way back up. He said, yeah, I'm working on it right now. Had a loose sway bar link, I think is what it was. And he said, I'm going to need ball joints, or I need ball joints, but he didn't have time to do them. But he did ask me to tell you hello. He was asking if I'd heard from you.
I had to give him a call. It's pretty common. Those trucks need ball joints at that time. I had to do them in the excursion last year, so not a surprise there.
I'm going to do it. I'm not, I know you'll probably say, oh, it's not a bad job, but again, I will say before you say anything, I'm not a mechanic, so I don't feel like I want to do it. But I cleaned off my battery terminals yesterday. They had some corrosion on them, on both batteries. And now I have a leak somewhere in my vacuum. And I don't understand why. But just all of a sudden, it worked yesterday. And then after I did it this morning, I took my truck out. I'm in it right now. And it takes forever for the AC to drop down to the vents in front of me. And I don't know what I did. I didn't knock anything. I'm wondering if some water messed up something somehow.
Well, just check over there on that right fender. That diaphragm is right there, and the hoses are all over there. You may have bumped something, not realizing it, or tool fell on it. Easy enough to check because your reservoir's there, the pump's there, and the four-wheel drive actuator are all pretty close right there. So just double check them.
When I was doing it, you know, I didn't have the truck running, and I thought I heard some air, like a little hissing noise, and I kind of messed around with those vacuum hoses were right there, but it didn't sound bad, and when I turned the key on, I can hear the pump, it's working, and it builds up eventually, but I stopped at the grocery store, I was in there maybe 20 minutes, and it was completely leaked out when I got back in, so, and I, when I stopped at the grocery store. I lifted the hood to try to listen to see if I could hear any hissing. I really couldn't hear anything.
I would just check those over there and then check the back of the four-wheel drive hubs, the line that goes down there. Make sure it didn't split, just age. Could be coincidence.
Put new vacuum hoses on there, and then I actually bought new ones again, and there's the kind of like this, I don't know if they're steel encased, but they're chrome plated, you know, chrome bendable, flexible chrome or steel or whatever, and they're fairly recent, so maybe one of them worked its way loose, but I know Wayne, I don't think Wayne did anything with them, and it was working when I left the shop yesterday, so I think it was something to do with what I was doing last night.
Probably so. Like I said, all that stuff is located right there in that corner on the right fender, so I would just double check that area. Probably just something small and simple. Usually is.
Here we, my mother's coming over. One of her brothers is here from England, and he brought his daughter, one of his daughters, and her three children came with him, so they're all coming over for lunch today. So we've got the warning bells out, the warning lights. Paul Revere's coming, letting us know when they're going to arrive.
Well, I'll tell you what, make sure you enjoy a good cup of hot tea with some honey in it.
I do that. It's been a long time since I've had one of those. I may have to do that. That's a good idea.
Talking to Eric this morning about me and you giving each other a hard time about that, because he raises bees and honey up here in Hendersonville. This morning was the testing session breakfast at Ingles, so I was over there, just got back not too long ago. And we were talking about me always picking on you about that.
And I'm man enough to handle it. I got a stiff upper lip. I got some other news too, but I won't tell you about that on the phone. I'll call you sometime this weekend.
So where did you and Beth go for your anniversary there, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, we went down to the Isle of Palms, just outside of Charleston, a little north of Charleston off of Mount Pleasant. It was beautiful. The first few days it rained really good. In fact, I didn't realize this, Beth may have known, but Ethan and Abby were down for the weekend. And so we met them Sunday evening on the beach. It was sprinkling and cloudy, but it was still, you know, it was doable. And then Monday morning we took them to the aquarium because it was just storming, raining. In fact, they closed a bunch of streets off in Charleston downtown because they were flooding. Where we were, it didn't flood, but man, it was a nasty storm. We were right on the harbor, and you could see the lightning flashes hitting the water and black clouds and wind and stuff. So we were safe inside the aquarium. So that was nice. We had a good time there.
Did y'all go downtown to the market down there? I know Elise and I have been down there, and we really enjoyed that, but that always floods down there if it rains too hard.
Twice, actually. The first time we were on our way to dinner, we tried Hyman's Seafood. We'd never been there before, and man, the reason we'd never gone is because it's a little more expensive, and we are usually there with the kids, or used to be there with the kids, so a little bit harder to take everybody. So we ate there for an anniversary dinner, and then we ended up going back and eating again. It was so good. And the market was right there. We kind of walked through. Beth, you know, bought a few little knickknacks to bring home for the family. So, but we weren't there when it was raining, fortunately.
For HGX. Well, that's good. And, Elise and I tried that down there. I can't remember if we tried Hyman's there or the restaurant you were at, or if we went to the Bubba Gump. I can't remember which one we did when we were down there. But we did the private carriage ride around downtown Charleston there, and that was pretty good.
A few times through the years. We didn't do it this time. We've done it, and you know, they got several routes they take, but you don't know what you're going to get. You can't pick what you want. They just when they pull up to that little area, the city assigns them the route they're going to take. So, and that was fun, but we enjoyed it. That best shrimp I've ever had, I think, was there at Hyman's. And that restaurant, it's the fifth generation running it now. They've been there a long time.
Long time. I mean, that's five generations. That's about a century, so that's a long time.
Time, though. Hated to come back. You know, can't stay forever. Some of us aren't one percenters like you are, where you just kind of sit around and don't do anything.
That's me. You got me figured out.
Yeah. All right, I'm pulling back into my neighborhood here, and it's pouring down rain, and I got some groceries. Good to hear you. Thanks for the call. I'm glad you're on there. I was hoping you'd be listening. And be praying for your grandfather there. I hope everything goes well. Let me know. KO4HKX, and 4 is that okay?
Tell Beth to say hello, and glad y'all enjoyed your trip. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73.
KO4ZEW Mobile.